Now, if you tuned in to RT television on Sunday at 6:30, you would have seen the first part of The Burren, Heart of Stone, and part two is on this Sunday. It's a brilliant and beautiful documentary narrated by Brendan Gleeson, All the Bees, and Katrina Costello is the lady responsible for it, and she's on the line now. How are you doing, Katrina?
I'm great, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
So how long did it make you or take you to make it?
It took me about 3 years, Ray. Right. But I mean, I have been filming in the Burren for 7 years or possibly even more. So I do know the Burren very intimately.
And you love it. You can tell you love it.
I do.
Yeah, no, but you know, the way it's shot, you know, you see things there that other people haven't seen, I think.
Well, it is a very unique landscape. It's very visually arresting, but I suppose it's so diverse, and that's what makes it so unique. And, you know, I don't have a favourite place in the Burren. I just love it all.
When did you realise you loved it?
It's hard to say, but I would think it's probably 2011. I'd been away from Ireland for a really long time, and I came back. I used to travel loads of places, like Vietnam, the Amazon, freaking everywhere and anywhere. But when I came back and sat up on the Burren Mountains, I thought, this is as amazing as anywhere I've ever been. And I guess I loved it from then.
Yeah.
I wasn't a filmmaker back then.
What were you?
I was a mum.
Right. Okay. Well, you can be a mum. They're not mutually exclusive. You can be a mum and a filmmaker.
Yeah, no, we'd just returned, actually. I used to work in IT, in a completely different trade.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did travel a lot and always took lots of stills and always traveled to like really unique landscapes and really engaged with landscapes and people in still photography. So when I came home, I used to just walk in the Burren, but then I started shooting it and but blows my heart open.
My favourite shot from last week's episode were the cows in Indian file across the horizon and the beautiful blue sky, you know, behind them and the limestone rock in the foreground. That was a beautiful shot.
It's so incredible. Everybody has a different take, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a very common sight in the Burren in wintertime. That's when the cattle are put up into the mountains, which is a completely unique farming system, unique to any place else in the world. And it's because of the limestone is free-draining soil, free-draining rock, and that's why the farmers put the cattle up there in the winter. So, yeah, it is incredible. It is really incredible. And the weather up there can change in a second, you know, as you can imagine. You could have hail one minute and blue skies the next.
It's coming in from the Atlantic.
Oh my God, it does. We get battered.
What sort of reaction did you get to Sunday's episode?
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, look, you're talking to me now. How good is that?
Well, I don't know.
Couldn't get better.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, Katrina. But the shots, you know, the kid goats, like beautiful, and the little tumbling down the side. What sort of vegetation was that?
Well, that was in a little hazel woodlands.
Right.
So, I mean, there's just years and years of time put into these shots. And sometimes you just get lucky and you come across something like this.
Yeah.
And I mean, you never know what's going to happen in nature, whether they're going to tumble down in front of you or whether they're going to run away. But there are hundreds of wild goats in the Burren. There's herds in groups of hundreds.
Right.
But so when the weather changes, actually, Ray.
No, go on.
It's one of the things that the locals say when they see the herds of wild goats coming down off the mountains and going into the woodlands, it's a bad sign of the weather.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So it's just one of those things.
I was saying the other day that it didn't look like, you know, a Blue Planet type wildlife documentary. It was shot completely differently. And as a result, it was uniquely Irish and it captured the atmosphere of the Burren. Tell me about the cuckoo. You're fascinated with the cuckoo.
Well, on that point, I mean, the Burren speaks for itself. You know, it doesn't have huge mammals or whatever, like Blue Planet, but it does speak for itself, doesn't it? I mean, it's just that landscape. Yeah, my cuckoo fascination started a very long time ago. It's not even a fascination. It's an obsession.
Right,
and I don't know if I'm going to be able to put that obsession to bed now that this film has been finished. But I've been trying to get those shots for over 10 years, believe it or not. And it's the cuckoo is a very, very shy bird. And it took me years of going to places and tracing down places. And finally, at this stage, I actually know exactly what tree that cuckoo is going to sing from and where its nesting grounds are. And I was actually just thinking towards the final days of the filming, and like in that really, really hot weather in the summer, we were up in a very parched mountaintop looking for the cuckoo. But I was thinking, you know, that cuckoo at this stage must think I'm one of the cows or something like that, because it started to ignore me. Before that, if I came onto the landscape, it was gone and you wouldn't see it for 6 hours, and you just basically have to wait and keep on phoning home saying, yeah, I'll be home later, I'll be home later. But eventually I think it just kind of relaxed and said, right, she's just always there.
But those shots of, you know, people know the story of the cuckoo, that they put lay their eggs in somebody else's nest, and then the other egret birds, that wasn't the name of the bird.
Don't call them
No. But they feed the cuckoo chicks, and they're twice the size of the adults.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's evolution, isn't it? It's a remarkable thing. They just can't help feeding the chick.
Yeah.
And the chick can't help doing what it does either. Yeah. And it's just as Susan Ludden, who said, it's co-evolution. It's an arms race happening right in front of your eyes in the burren.
I was delighted that Susan said that she, until the age of 30, and she, you know, she's always on the burren, had never seen a cuckoo. So
yeah, but that's it. I mean, they're just so skittish and shy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a bird of prey, I suppose, as well. You know, you just, they're fast and yeah. But I think they're hunted in Europe a lot too, so that probably makes them even more skittish.
The music is another thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
So I Googled this person and couldn't find them anywhere. So where did you find them?
Well, our exec producer is Andrew Murray, and Bradley is Andrew's son.
Right.
And we met over in Leeds when we were laying down the structure for the programme. And he just told me he'd just finished college. So this is his debut composition.
Bradley Ayres. Bradley
Ayres. He's fabulous, isn't he?
Yes, he is fabulous.
Yeah,
he is fabulous.
He's a young guy, and I hope this brings him good things.
Yeah, and then Brendan Gleeson. How did you get him on board?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a few honours. Talking to you, Ray, but Brendan Gleeson
Will you please stop?
Brendan Gleeson was a friend of the Silver Branch film, which was my first film in 2015. So I knew him through that. We connected through that. And I dropped him an email there with a rough cut when he was filming The Comey Rule.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm in an intense film right now. I'll be back in 2 weeks and let's touch base then. But I mean, it was a great honour to Brendan would be connected to it, and he gave me a beautiful letter to say he was proud to be part of it. So I'm really stoked about that.
Okay, well, episode one is on the player if you haven't seen it. Episode two is on this Sunday at 6:30. Highly recommended from here. The Burren, Heart of Stone, filmmaker Katrina Costello. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Thanks, Katrina.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.